Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Our top story. Ashwood City Football Club find themselves in a crisis, both on and off the field. Recent revelations by the Ashwood Herald and subsequently the national tabloids, asserting that a number of first-team players had consorted with prostitutes on a private yacht following a charity match for the RNLI. The initial stories were compounded this afternoon after the release of both image and video documentation of the event, showing club captain Kieran Broome and a number of other Ashwood players indulging in the misconduct. Jeremy Glenn has more on this story.
Just when you thought being a footballer was plain sailing, it turns out that it's not that straightforward.
I stand by my husband, Kieran Broome, despite what he may or may not have done in the past.
Look, I don't want to answer any questions about how many girls there were or, you know, what the names were or whatever, because I don't know.
This f***ing club, honestly, what I'd give them to put as much on the pitch as they do at the f***ing sea, we'd be a different team. But unfortunately, we play on land, so we're f***ed.
Lots of calls coming in. Is it right that we are able to discuss the private lives of these footballers? I've got Stacey on the line. Stacey?
I think I can discuss it, yes.
Oh, you do, do you? Freedom of speech issue for you?
Well, I've fucked two of them, so I should...
Right, okay, thanks for that.
God's sake.
Fran, are we screening these calls? Because how many times is this going to happen,
eh? And I tell you what, I fucking tell you this now. I'm fucking glad the players are out fucking everything that moves. Now every other cunt knows how it feels. They fuck us every fucking week right up the fucking arse for 70 quid a pop. At least now we know where the fucking money's going, because it certainly ain't going on a fucking holding midfield player. Fuck me. But anyway, yeah, Cardiff tomorrow. Yeah, we should smash them.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Revelations regarding the actions of Ashwood City players during a pre-season visit to Portsmouth hitting the national press, Anaheim Sports Group have hired Benedict Rice as the new Director of Ethics, with extended responsibilities and influence within the company. Patrick has met with him on the morning of a home game against Cardiff to seek assurances.
OK, now, look, at first glance, these headlines can look a little damning.
A little damning?
Well, just a touch, yeah.
Patrick, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. No, here, the Daily Mirror. You see that?
Yes.
It's a picture of you on the phone with a speech bubble coming out of your head that says, Ahoy, mateys. Can you read the headline for me?
Knick-knack, paddy-crack, Nolan in hot water as first team make a splash. Then it's just a blurry picture of Kieran's arse crack and some knickers.
And who is Kieran?
Kieran Broome, the club captain.
Kieran Broome. Right-o. I'd like to speak to him too, please. There's a very troublesome online post here in BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, here. It says, Bed Knobs and Broome's Dick.
Well, I see.
And then, as you can imagine, it's lots of extremely explicit images that don't even make the papers.
Okay, but Jess is having a meeting with the players.
The head of communications,
yeah,
Jess?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Now, Patrick, I'm not going to sit here and talk you through every single headline.
Okay, good.
But I will talk you through most of them.
Right.
Then I'm going to be taking notes on your reaction to each of them.
Why is that?
For my perception of your character, Patrick, okay?
I suppose.
Tell me what you see here.
That's Georgia from Southend-on-Sea with her tits.
Ooh. Now what do you see?
Right, that's the front page of The Sun.
Okay, and can you recite that headline for me, please?
Rompy Pompy, Ashwood aces in boat sex scandal as captain could walk the plank.
Okay, and this one, please, in the Star.
Romp in the pomp, Ashwood seamen leave sticky stain on the club as captain gets a rollicking.
Now that's crass, it's crass.
Yes.
Now tell me how these headlines make you feel.
Well, that one, mostly nauseous.
Nauseous, okay, that's great. And in terms of any personal anguish towards the incident, how does it make you feel? Do you feel ashamed? It's okay to be open.
I feel that maybe we should have handled it better.
Yes.
I mean, the previous manager didn't exactly rule with an iron fist. He often let his players get away with this sort of thing.
Don't deflect, Patrick. It doesn't suit you.
Oh, doesn't it?
Did you have problems with your father, Patrick?
What?
Look at this. This is in The Guardian. It Captain Hooker.
The Guardian have gone with Captain Hooker.
There's also a fascinating blog on their website about the treatment of sex workers by entitled young men, and it's an absolute must read.
Oh, Kieran's from a council estate. He was an orphan.
So was Harry Potter, Patrick, and look what happened there.
Okay, what happened there?
He developed a drinking habit.
Well, I think that was Daniel Radcliffe.
Patrick, I've invited the FA to investigate this club.
You've done fucking what?
I'm going to ignore that, but I want you to picture an asterisk at the footnote of this sentence, and it says, watch your language. All right.
Okay, that doesn't feel like you ignored it.
I want them to see Ashwood as a open, forward-thinking club, a club that's looking to free themselves from the shackles of the old footballing world.
When is this investigation exactly?
This afternoon. They'll be sending a couple of representatives, and I will provide a presentation at the end
of it. OK, Benedict, look, I know you haven't been here long, but let me tell you something about football.
Please do.
This club is a company, but it's not an app. It's not a coffee franchise. It's not even an advertising agency. It's a football club.
And I can see that, Patrick.
OK, and the way you run a football club is similar to the way you fight a war.
So how do you... ethically, responsibly?
No. Unethically and irresponsibly.
See, now that doesn't sit well with me.
Good for you, but that's the way it is, Benedict.
But I will make it otherwise.
Benedict, listen, us football clubs exist silently and in harmony with each other in what you might call a wankers' union.
Oh, come on now.
Look, we make sure that as wankers, we stand together that make sure our rights as wankers remain protected. We can rip off our customers, in this business we call them fans. We can manipulate the market. Some of us choose to go power drinking.
Now, Patrick, this is obscene.
Physically move significant cultural landmarks out of the local area to Milton Keynes. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your prostitute-packed boat.
Patrick, you're making it sound like you're the Mafia.
Yes, and they're the Dons.
Well, it may come as a surprise to you, Patrick, but I believe I can turn this club around, as Mr. Hutch Lewis has requested. I believe that this industry doesn't have to be like the Mafia, as you say. And I tell you what, Patrick, I believe that good men don't get anywhere in this world with bad language.
Have you seen the cunt pages of today's papers? Fuck me. Extra, extra, read all about it. Women like to fuck footballers. In other news, Katie Hopkins confirmed his waste of human flesh. Fuck's sake, what else is new? Look at this. Lad Bible. The gangbang on the gangplank. It wasn't a gangbang. I've seen a gangbang. This wasn't it. Fuckers. Oh, hi, you must be Ben.
Benedict, yes?
Benedict, hi, I'm Chris.
Ah, Chris Woody Woodle. Your reputation precedes you.
Does it now? I wish it would stop doing that. Need to get the little fella on a fucking leash, eh?
Right, well, as I say, I'm Benedict Rice. I'm the new head of ethics.
Oh, that's a small department to be head of.
Well, you know, Patrick and I have just been discussing the Portsmouth matter.
The Portsmouth matter? It's not some Harold Pinter play.
I'm sorry?
They're going to run this shit until there's nothing left. Like Portsmouth Football Club.
Look, what Woody means to say is this is tittle-tattle. It happens in this industry. It's normal. It's not the worst thing to happen to a club. Hell, it's not even the worst thing to happen to Portsmouth.
Not since Avram Grant, anyway.
You
Just hours before the home game with Cardiff, Jess has met with the first team squad in the Dartley Park Players' Lounge to discuss the media storm and the absence of club captain Kieran Broome.
Now, as you can all see, Kieran isn't here. Understandably, he wanted to spend some time with his girlfriend.
Wife.
His wife, right, of course, his wife. I know from the pictures that a number of you are implicated in this scandal, some more than others.
Have you suspended him?
Who?
Kieran.
It's not suspension, Marcelo.
But before we have, suspending the captain is a stupid-ass move, Miss Tate.
Yes, well, his stupid ass is all over BuzzFeed, so believe it or not, that reflects badly on all of us.
Yeah, on you.
Excuse me?
What we do on the pitch reflects on us.
Oh, yeah, and how's that fucking going, hmm? Because the last time I checked, we all lost to Burnley.
Yeah, but so fucking what? We got Cardiff today.
Yeah, and?
Well, Cardiff don't win, do they? I mean, apart from Fulham, but that doesn't count.
Oh, is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Well, let's hope it is. Now, I have an important question that needs answering because we have an investigation underway. Hands up, how many of you were involved in the prostitution situation? What? All of you? I thought there was only eight.
But do you mean in Portsmouth, or do you mean in general, like, in our lives?
Portsmouth. Okay, that's still quite a lot. Steve, you're the physio.
Sorry, Jess.
Oliver?
Sorry as well, Jess. I'm so sorry.
You're the catering manager.
Well, I went out with a couple of the first team lads, a couple of pals of mine last year, had a few ciders, but I got a bit carried away. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope you washed your hands. Look, I'm not going to get into any lecturing a few hours before an important game, but look, I've handed out a pen and an envelope each, and if you think the media will have anything on you sexually related, I don't care whether it was in Portsmouth, Porto or a Portaloo. You write it down, you hand it to me. If you're clean, you keep the envelope to yourself. Understood? Good. Okay, and good luck, you're going to fucking need it.
As the FA investigation approaches, Benedict has taken steps to ensure that Woody's impact on the proceedings is under control.
A suspension!
It's just until the FA investigation is cleared up and Ash would have a clean slate.
You know I'm freelance. I'm hired by Patrick.
Oh, that's secret, but also correct.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but if it is, then I'm asking you politely to put your services to Ashwood or Patrick or whomever it may be on hold until this investigation's complete.
And what is it you think I'll do during this visit, eh? Shite on the desk and then shout Nazi slogans? I'm not Paolo Di Canio.
I mean, I don't know or care to know what that reference even is, but by merely browsing your email history to all staff, I can see that some of your behaviour could be seen as problematic.
Oh, give me one example.
Okay, here it says in an email sent to Mr. Daniel Watson, but CC'd into the entire club in April of this year. And I quote, "Dear Dan, I wrote a poem for you. There was once a man called Dan who liked to play three up front. He drew against Stoke. He's such a nice bloke, but everyone thinks he's a..." And I can probably guess the final word, Chris. Now, the C word, isn't it? Now, I hope you see what's wrong here.
Hey, but what's wrong with it? It rhymes, doesn't it?
Isn't that more of a limerick than a poem?
Well, look, either way, this is far from acceptable.
What's illegal in there?
There's nothing illegal, Chris. It's just this kind of insensitive rhetoric is another indication of your character. A character which collides directly with the revised structure of this fine establishment.
Oh, fuck off, you fucking lanyard.
Sorry, what is me wearing a lanyard got anything to do with my persona?
You're a lanyard, mate.
Again, what does that mean? Yes, I'm wearing a lanyard. So are you. Everyone in this building is.
Aye, but you're the only one I want to strangle with their own lanyard. You fucking lanyard, I'm off.
Now that's a physical threat I'm willing to ignore. The wearing of a lanyard is company policy. It's company policy, Chris!
So, what do you think of Woody?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Jess.
Hiya. How'd it go with the new boy?
Oh, God, the head pupil, you mean?
Oh, that bad, huh?
He's a prefect. Absolute prefect.
Shit.
He suspended Woody.
That's regrettable, but understandable.
What the fuck is that?
This is a sack full of envelopes.
Oh, it's your birthday?
No, it's not my fucking birthday.
Well, I was going to say, you're not that popular. Actually, you're not popular in the slightest.
I went on a fact-finding exercise of our beloved first team squad, and now I'm carting around half a ton of sexual confessions like some sort of perverted postman pat wreck.
I've got too much on my plate for this.
Oh, you do? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I fucking apologise. I didn't realise I couldn't see behind the mountain of shit on my plate. Would you like an appetizer? Those potatoes look a little dry. Would you like some freshly sprayed arse gravy? Here, tuck
all
in.
All right, all right.
Plate is full. Don't give me that. Speaking of, you need to speak to Oliver in catering.
Why?
I will post you his envelope and then you'll know.
Oh, a love letter. Wonderful.
Look, why did we suspend Kieran?
A directive from the big fat American in the sky, I'm afraid.
Oh, great.
Look, I'm just Moses, you know, delivering the Ten Commandments from the mountain.
Well, thanks, Victor Moses. It's greatly appreciated on the day we play Cardiff.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery by paying for it during a charity tour off the South whilst it's being filmed and your pregnant wife has to flick through the tabloids and the pictures of your bare arse.
Nah, I think that's the 11th commandment, Jeff.
Today doesn't feel right.
What do you mean? Does it ever?
This game. I don't like it, Patrick.
Are you...
What?
Are you suggesting we're going to lose to Cardiff?
I'm not saying it.
Jess, this is Cardiff. They're not supposed to win football matches.
Why?
Because that's the law.
Well, have you ever heard of Murphy's Law?
What's that, Danny Murphy? Is it a law of smug punditry or something?
Everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, I like that. Put that on my headstone, will you?
We better go back to the corporate box.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
What are you doing?
I need to speak to someone.
Who?
Nick.
Nick who?
The Nick the prick.
Oh no, Patrick, no.
Jess, I have to.
Why?
Well, I've got no fucking sporting director for at least a few weeks.
Nick's a chief scout.
He's vice head of football operations.
You made that up.
Yes, that's my job, okay? I make up positions of things I don't want to fucking do, and then I pay other cunts to do them for me, yeah? Welcome to the inner workings of a company in the 21st century, Jess.
Well, I'll see you in there. I don't want to deal with Nick today, and I certainly don't want him meeting the FA.
Yeah, I know, I know. He'll be here from Monday, all right?
Oh, great, I'm in hell.
Yeah, I'll put that on your headstone, shall I?
Very fucking funny.
Yeah.
Ashwood were 3-0 up last time we checked in. Jim's got some news. What have you got for us, Jim?
Yeah, Cardiff City penalty here. Silly challenge from Adeyemi. It's Callum Patterson to take it. It's a goal, Phil. Ashwood City 3, Cardiff City 1.
That's Jim at Dartley Park. Thanks, Jim. Ashwood still in control, it would seem.
It's another misplaced pass in the Ashwood midfield. Felix Grosjean is pacing the touchline here.
A chance at Dartley Park.
Oh, that was close. Yeah. Cardiff again. Bobby Reid this time just caught the outside of the post. Cardiff keep finding space in the box. They're asking Ashwood serious questions.
I don't believe it. The Ashwood move is broken down again, and now Cardiff are going to break here. It's a great ball from Archer. It's Patterson through on goal. And it's Ashwood City 3. It's Cardiff City 2. And they are
great
right back
by
in
Cardiff.
This. Once again, a gaping hole in Ashwood's midfield, and they've got to get back in control of this game.
67 minutes on the clock, and Ashwood are starting to wobble. All the momentum with Cardiff.
We're going back to Jim in Dartley Park. What's happening, Jim?
It's a red card for Ashwood. It's Jonas London. It's a stupid challenge. Not many protests from the players. The fans do not sound happy one bit, but I feel that's one directed as much at their own team as it is the referee.
Thanks, Jim. Things taking a turn for the worse at Dartley Park.
Yeah, it was very patient from Warnock when you actually look at it, because what Cardiff are doing here is, oh my God, he's lost the ball again. I swear to God, Amy has passed it straight to Bobby Reid. Cardiff have men in support. He's played it to Gunnarsson. He's looking for the angle. Reid is begging for the ball back. It's to Patterson, to Gunnarsson, and Reid! Cardiff City are level. Ringing out across Dartley Park.
Ash would have gone to pieces. It's just attack after attack for the visitors, and there's still 10 minutes left.
Cardiff are not afraid to throw men forward for this corner.
That's the difference on where the two sides' heads are right now. Look at that. Look at the bodies forward for Cardiff.
Ball comes in from Murphy. Riviere's come for it. It's missed it. It's fallen to Bamba! Jubilation for Cardiff City. Humiliation for Ashwood City. From three down, Cardiff at Dartley Park make it Ashwood City 3. Cardiff City 4.
Pass for Cardiff. And again, Reid has found some space. He's got Patterson to his left. Patterson, hat-trick. Cardiff make it 5 goals in Kent.
Let's get back to Kent. What on earth is happening down there now, Jim?
The stadium is in stunned silence, which is a relief as moments ago there were Ashwood fans on the pitch. Police have been called, the Cherry Hutton stand is all but cleared out by local authorities. The game goes on. We've about 3 minutes to play. I don't think the referee will be adding any time here, Phil.
Thanks, Jim. Remarkable game there. That's currently up 5-3 in favour of Cardiff. Incredible.
Cardiff knocking the ball around for fun here. Gunnarsson, Arter, back to Gunnarsson. Reid, Arter, Reid, Patterson, Reid. Oh, wonderful. Simply wonderful. Got it, make it 6. And Neil Warnock is dancing on the touchline.
With the end of the match day, the FA visit has come to its conclusion, and Benedict is closing the day with a presentation.
Afternoon, everyone. Hope you've all had a very pleasant time here at Ashwood City Football Club. This is Patrick, our chief executive, and his partner in crime, the Jess Tate. She is the head of communications here. If I could clarify, they are partners strictly in a business sense. Of course, I was using the idiom of partners in crime purely just to relieve tension in the room. So, to clarify, they are not partners, nor criminals. In fact, that's very rare. Bonnie and Clyde. That's an example. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley. Yeah, is. Anyway, moving on, we understand the FA's concerns over the recent conduct and day-to-day management of Ashwood City Football Club, and it's important that we tell you that every little thing is going to be all right, to quote the late, great Jacob Marley.
It's Bob.
Bob.
Bob Marley?
Goodness me, of course. who's Jacob Marley, Benedict, you silly old... goat. Of course, Christmas Carol, Dickens.
Yes. The heart of what Benedict is getting at is that the club appreciates the concern and we will be addressing the problems at their core.
I've spoken to various members of the playing staff today, along with the office staff, line managers and what have you, and we're confident that we can return the moral structure to this club.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just want to address the room with my presentation. If we could all turn our attention to the big screen here.
That's Ashwood Fan TV. You need to change HDMI port.
Vote for that. We didn't vote for it.
It's here, this one.
That's not Brexit. They should be in the
It's that one.
Righto. Now, I just want to go around the room and take your name and what you do, just as a, sort of get to know each other type of thing. Okay, so Patrick.
Hi. I'm Patrick. I'm the chief executive of Ashwood.
I'm Jess. I'm the head of communications for Ashwood.
I'm Linda. I sit on the FA disciplinary committee.
Hi. I'm Ian. I'm the vice general secretary for the FA.
I'm Baroness Tabitha Harding. As well as one of the chief directors, I'm also the senior advisor to the CEO, and I run the disciplinary panel along with Martin.
Hello. I'm Sir Martin Thompson.
I run this committee, as well as a number of FA recognised organisations.
Ah, yes, of course, the big cheese, as it were.
Well, yes, I suppose, but not quite. A large cheese, but not not the big cheese.
Yes, very good. A large lump of Stilton. Oh, no, that's quite... that's a little bit smelly, isn't it? A lovely Manchego, or maybe just a good... a good cheddar. What would you? I don't know, Martin. What would you prefer?
I've just eaten. So.
No. Of course. I mean the cheese analogy.
Right. The cheese analogy. Probably a good cheddar. A farmhouse cheddar. Sure. Sort of.
Yeah. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And you, Baroness Tabitha. What's What cheese would you be?
Probably a brie.
Lovely, yeah. Or maybe a nice old camembert. You know, stick you in the oven for 5 minutes in a lovely baking dish, and I'd like to cut you open and just eat you out. We'll move on with the presentation. Brilliant.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.